The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 98 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so excited to have you join me today for our third annual summer series, Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music. Now, in this summer series, we traveled the world to learn about folk music from different countries. So in the past, during our summer series, we visited places like the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mexico, Italy, and every time we visit somewhere new on the podcast, you have the chance to collect a passport stamp for your passport in the episode's show notes. This summer, we are kicking off our world tour in the beautiful country of Scotland. When we use the term folk music, we're using a term that describes all sorts of musical and cultural traditions from specific regions and societies around the world. Now, the word folk comes from a German word that means the people. And so we can say that folk music is music that belongs to the people. The folk music of Scotland describes the musical and cultural traditions that belong to the people of Scotland. When families in my Busy Kids Do Piano community told me they wanted to visit Scotland on this summer's world tour, many of them expressed that they were excited to learn about bagpipes. Do you know that we can trace the earliest mention of bagpipes in Scotland all the way to the 15th century? But that's actually not that old. Many instruments of Scotland existed centuries before this, such as the lyre on the Isle of Skye, which dates back to 2300 BCE. Stone carvings from the period around 700 to 900 AD depict people playing harp-type instruments. The Great Highland Bagpipe is the type of bagpipe native to Scotland and was used in the British military and pipe bands around the world. The Great Highland Bagpipe is classified as a woodwind instrument, so the same class of instruments as oboes or clarinets. The reeds are enclosed inside the wooden stalks instead of being played directly by the mouth, as most other woodwinds are. And there are four reeds, the chanter reed, two tenor drone reeds, and one bass drone reed. A bag filled with air sits under the player's arm. Many Scottish bands today continue to use bagpipes. Other important instruments in Scottish folk music include the tin whistle, which is a whistle made from metal, the accordion, the harp, the fiddle, and the bowron, which is a hand-held drum played with a wooden beater. Music has always been an important part of Scottish culture. In the medieval period, one of the most significant roles in Scottish communities was a person known as the bard. Bards were the community's storyteller, poet, and musician, and they fulfilled the role of the local historian. The bards were funded by a local patron and were also tasked with writing songs about their employer. Scotland's national poet Robert Burns, who wrote the music you're listening to now, as well as the famous New Year's song that we've talked about on the podcast before, Auld Lang Syne, is commonly referred to as the Bard. Bob Dylan, an American folk musician, once said that Robert Burns was his greatest inspiration. Now, if you visited the country of Ireland with us a few years ago and learned about Irish folk music, you might notice that the music of Scotland and Ireland is similar. A lot of Irish tunes originally came from Scotland, and a lot of Scottish tunes originally came from Ireland because there's always been steady migration between these two neighboring countries. Irish music tends to have more of a rhythmic drive to it, but the similarities are ultimately greater than the differences. While many traditional forms of music decreased in popularity as pop music became increasingly, well, popular in the 20th and 21st century, Scottish folk music continues to be vibrant and relevant in the musical scene while staying true to its traditional roots. Scottish bands use many of the same techniques as their bardic ancestors, but will fuse traditional methods with some newer technology to create a new sound. If you head to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/98, I'm sharing a curated playlist with you that features Scottish folk music, new and old, and you'll also be able to print your passport for this summer's edition of Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music, and your first stamp for Scotland, now that you've listened to this episode. And again, you'll find all that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/98. Thanks so much for joining me today on our first stop in our Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music tour. I look forward to visiting a new country with you in 2 weeks to learn more about folk music from around the world. Bye for now.